The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
I welcome you into God's presence. And I know that your lives will never be the same again in Jesus' name. How many of us have been enjoying God since these showers of blessing fast started? If you have been enjoying God, shout hallelujah. I'll be speaking briefly tonight on a message titled Showers of Blessing Via Prayer. Showers of Blessing Via Prayer. Prayer is regarded as the most crucial engagement of a Christian in his relationship with God. It is an avenue for interaction, intercession, and supplication. Prayer is an avenue for connection and connectivity with God. And it is one of the truest expressions of the Christian faith. It is one of the truest expression of the Christian faith. Your life can't be greater than your prayer life. Your life can't be more robust than your prayer life. There is a connection between your prayer life and your success rate. Now, what is prayer? It is the spoken or unspoken communication with the Almighty God. Spoken or unspoken communication with the Almighty God. Number two, what is prayer? It is the presentation of supplication and petitions to God proceeding from a healthy and lively relationship with God. It is the presentation of supplications and petition. Petition means request. The presentation of petitions and supplications to God, which proceed from a healthy and a lively relationship that you have with God. It is important that you know that prayer is very, very potent. In fact, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ was a prayer man. In Luke 6 verse 12. Luke chapter 6 verse 12. The Bible says, he went out and it came to pass in those days that he went onto a mountain to pray and continued all night in prayers to God. Jesus. The second in the Trinity. As we learned yesterday. Our Lord and Savior. He went to pray on the mountain. Like a mountain like this. Not necessarily a high-rise mountain. And then he was in prayer throughout the night. He didn't stop praying. In Acts 2 verse 42, the disciples were also in prayers. The Bible said they continued in the apostles' doctrine. Acts 2 verse 42. Acts 2 verse 42. And they continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in the breaking of bread and in prayers. So, one of the major doctrines of Christianity is prayer. Jesus was praying. The apostles were praying. Okay, who are we not to pray? One of the major things that prayer does is to release to you your blessings. And somebody is here tonight. Your blessings shall be released to you in the name of Jesus. I say your blessings shall be released to you in the name of Jesus. Can I hear your loudest amen? Amen. Jacob knew the importance of prayer in Genesis 32 from verse 24 all through to 26. In prayers, he encountered a change of name and he encountered a change of life. The Bible says he was left alone in the place of prayer. And there rested a man with him until the breaking of the day. Go on, please. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh. And the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let you go except thou bless me. I'm in prayers and I'm not living except there's something that drops to my life called blessing. What you need is blessing, and the requirement is prayer. What you need is the blessing of the Lord, and a major requirement is, now listen to me, hatred for prayer is hatred for a successful destiny. The limit of your life is set by the extent of your prayer. If you are not prayerful, the blessings can come, but it can come in drops, like drizzling. If you see anybody that is blessed and is not praying, the person's blessing should have been times more than that. I pray for somebody here tonight. The spirit of prayer and supplication is coming upon you tonight in the name of Jesus. Only those who don't want blessing leave prayer alone. That's what the Bible says in Philippians chapter 4 verse 6. Be careful for nothing, but by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, make all your requests known unto God. Don't bother yourself about running helter-skelter. Be a praying person. Present it before God. And you are certain that your blessings will come. In 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 17. 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 17. The Bible says that we should pray without ceasing. It is on record that thanksgiving is good, praise is good, and many other things are very good, but there's nothing that the Bible says that we should do without ceasing except prayer. That is, prayer is such that you can pray anywhere. You can pray in the car, you can pray in the kitchen, you can pray while walking, you can pray in the office, you can pray in the toilet. Anywhere, the Bible says we should pray without ceasing. And I'll be giving you tonight examples of some men and women who were men of prayer. Number one is Moses. Moses was a man of prayer. Several times he would go up onto the mountain for 40 days with God in prayer. On several occasions he would stay alone with God. 1, 2, 3, 4, 10, 20, 30, 40 days before he would come down. Exodus 19 verse 14 says he came down from the mountain. He was a man of the mountain. Moses went down from the mount unto the people. He was a man that was permanently on the mountain. He was a man that was permanently with God. That's why he got to a level that they could not behold his eyes. They could not behold him because he has seen the glory of God. You will see the glory of God this year. You will see the glory of God this year. I'd like to hear your loudest amen. I'd like to hear your loudest amen. No wonder he could command the level of command he had over the children of Israel. He was leading over 3 million people, and he led them via prayers. He led them via prayers. He was in touch with God. He was in touch with God. You will be in touch with God. I say you will be in touch with God. Second example of men and women of prayer in the scripture is Daniel. Daniel, there was a conspiracy against Daniel in Daniel chapter 6 from verse 1. Some guys came against him and said, Daniel went to the king and told the king, nobody must worship anything except you, the king. And Daniel said, no way. In Daniel 6 verse 10, the Bible says, he went and he opened his window and he began to pray. Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house and his window, he did not do secret prayer. He did not hide his identity. He knew the potency of prayer. He knew that his blessing was attached to his prayer life. He knew that his blessing was attached to his prayer life. Bible says, and his window being open in the chambers towards Jerusalem, he knelt upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. He did what he normally used to do before, which was praying. And immediately they arrested him. They went to the king in verse 13 and told the king, we have caught somebody. Then answered they and said before the king, there Daniel, which is of the children of the captivity of Judah, regarded not thee, O king, nor the decree that thou hast signed, but maketh his petition three times. He is always in prayers. Daniel was a big man in that nation. The first vice president in that nation. Yet, he was a man addicted to prayer. And that prayer took him to a high level, took him to massive blessings. In Daniel 6 verse 26, he was a man that was just reigning. He was a man that continued to reign and reign and reign and reign. 28, beg your pardon. Daniel 6 verse 28. And then, so this Daniel prospered in the reign of Darius and in the reign of Cyrus. He was reigning and being blessed, collecting Esther code from one regime to another. From one regime to another, they were changing the official car, changing his house. He was collecting money, neat Esther code. In the best of currency, from one regime to another. It is finally your turn. I say it is finally your turn. Can I hear your loudest amen? But he continued in prayer. After this incident, if you go again to Daniel chapter 9 verse 3, you will see him again in prayer. He is an addicted man of prayer. Daniel 9 verse 3, Bible says, and I set my face unto the Lord God to seek by prayers and supplication with fasting and with sackcloth and with ashes. He continued, he was a praying machine. He was a praying machine. Always engaged in prayers. Never played with his period of praying. The third example I'll be giving you is a man called David. David was a man also addicted to prayer. In Psalms 55 verse 17. Psalm 55 verse 17. The Bible says, evening, morning and noon will I pray and cry aloud and shall hear my voice. Evening, morning and noon. He was a man addicted to prayer. Seven times in praise per day. Three times in prayers per day. He was in contact with God minimum 10 times per day. He was in contact with God minimum of 10 times per day. Three out of it is prayer. The reason why there is so much scarcity of blessings is because of the inadequacy of prayers. The reason why blessings are so scanty is because many are prayer lazy, and so their destiny is not easy. Because when you are lazy, things will be hazy. Things will be difficult. I said last night that may my friends not be praying and I'm snoring. May my friends not be praying and I'm snoring. And I'm nursing. The more you pray, the more blessed. I mean, we can talk about David till forever in the area of blessing. He was massively blessed. Massively blessed. Massively blessed. Massively blessed. Massively blessed. Can I tell you this? Prayer is not easy. That's why most people run away from prayer. You pray to a point that all your leg, all your back like this. It will take God for them to for you to stand straight. Prayer is a labor. It's a labor. You labor in the place of prayer. And then you bring forth something. This year, you will bring forth something great. I said, this year, you will bring forth something great. Number four example is a lady that is called Esther. Because somebody will say, oh yeah, we are talking of men. Men are supposed to work very hard and pray very hard. What about ladies? Esther was a woman of prayer. She was given to prayer. She delivered a whole nation because of prayer. Her people were already sentenced to death. She stepped in Esther chapter 4 verse 16. Esther 4 verse 16. Everybody, don't eat, don't drink. 3 days, be in prayer. Gather everybody together and pray. I will go and meet the king. She was a praying machine. This one is not you fast and you pray, morning you break by evening. No. 3 days, no water, no juice, nothing is eaten, just seeking the face of God. A woman like you. So prayer is so essential. Now, this is a queen in present standard. Maybe she's a millionaire. Because if her husband is rich, she's also rich. Yet, she was involved in prayers. Yet, she was involved in prayers. For many of us here who are very young, I congratulate you for starting early. I congratulate you for starting early. I congratulate you for starting early. You are on the right path and you will get there. I say you are on the right path and you will get there. You are on the right path and you will get there. You are on the right path and you will get there. You are on the right path and you will get there. Can I hear your loudest amen? There's nothing you can't get on the platform of prayer. I mean, this is a tested and trusted thing. There is nothing you need you can't get. Let me show you another woman called Anna in the book of Luke. Luke chapter 2 verse 36 and 37. This one was an old woman, a widow of 84 years. 84 years she was given to prayers. And there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age. That is, prayer does not exclude any age. Hello. Prayer does not exclude any age. You don't retire from prayer. You only retire from public service. She was 84 years. And she lived with her husband just 7 years from her virginity before she lost her husband. After that incident of her losing her husband, the next thing she did, she was a widow of about 84 years. That's 84 years. And she departed not from the temple. She practically lived for God. After she had an attack in her life early enough. Maybe she wasn't praying enough at that time or something. You know. And then after that incident, her eyes opened to the efficacy of prayers. And the Bible says she was a widow of about 84 years. We departed not from the temple, but served God. Somebody say served God. Prayer is one of the ways you can serve God. Prayer is one of the areas to which you can serve God. You can serve God like people serve in the choir, like people serve in the security outside, like people serve in sanctuary. You can serve as a praying person. God once appeared to a pastor and said, let me show you a revelation of the greatest person in your church. He said, oh. Pastor said, oh, it must be so-so person. Oh, it must be so-so person. It must be this big deacon. It must be this pastor. It must be this person. He said, no. Then God gave him a vision. He just opened his eyes in his service and said, look at that corner there. Say, that woman, that gentle woman, that is the most greatest person as far as the church is concerned. I said, why? Say, that is the person that prays the most for the church and for you. Is every other person? He said, say, this is the greatest. May the Lord count you among the greatest. I said, may the Lord count you among the greatest. May the Lord count you among the greatest. She spent a better part of her time in prayers. Now, look at, I'm on number what now? Number six is a man called Elijah. That one is a praying machine. In James 5 verse 17 and 18, James 5 verse 17 and 18, he held rain for 3.5 years. Elijah was a man subject to like passion, as we are. And he prayed earnestly that it might not rain. And it rained not on the earth, by the space of 3 years and 6 months. He was controlling things via prayers. He held a whole nation to ransom because of prayers. A man, just one man. And he prayed again. He knew when to release it. He had the key of the entire nation in his hand. You know, anybody that can control rain is like you can control the entire nation. You can control the economy. Because you can control the food and the eating of the people. He was in charge. God will place you in charge. Prayer places you in charge. In 1 Kings 17 verse 1, this same Elijah, he was a man of great authority. The Bible says Elijah, the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, as the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. He didn't say according to God's word. He didn't say according to Jesus' word. According to the Holy Spirit. He had so much intimacy with God. He commanded things via prayer. Now listen to me. There is nothing that you desire in life that God cannot release to you on the platform of prayers. As a young undergraduate in the university, after lectures, after classes, going to pray, seeing some of my classmates, they will be looking at you like this. Hey, look at this one. What's your problem? What are you looking for? What's the issue? What are you chasing? What are you pursuing? Every day, including 11 p.m. every night. It's yours today. If you are not praying, you are playing with your destiny. If you are not praying, you are playing with your destiny. Life is full of too much hassles. Life is full of too much evil. Life is full of too much wickedness. I once worked in a place, and a guy dominated that company. He would come to the office very early in the morning. He would take his woe in English? Horn, and go inside the toilet. I'm talking of one of the biggest organizations in Nigeria. And begin to talk. And begin to call the name of our boss, our overall boss, inside that place. And say, whatever I tell this man, let him hear. Anybody I tell him to sack, let him sack. Anybody I tell him to drop down, let him drop. Anybody I tell him to suspend, let him suspend. And the man was listening. And one day, this small boy was employed in that place. And as I entered, I could see evil everywhere. I said, there's evil here. I could smell evil. I said, evil is here. What's going on? I said, don't talk. I said, okay. And I found out what was going on. And prayer started. And then immense attack, including sending me snake 2 times. Attack of snake. 2 times. You will escape every trap of the wicked ones. You will escape every trap of the wicked ones. And suddenly, all of a sudden, there was just a meeting. And then it was flushed out of the system. Now, what am I saying? If you are not praying, you are joking. If you think you can get blessings. If you are not praying, you are joking. There are forces against you. Ephesians 6 verse 12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against spiritual wickedness of this world, and against rulers of darkness of this world, and spiritual wickedness in high places. So you must be ready to pay the price, or you will not go home with the goods. And the major price is prayer. The present generation are prayer lazy. Very lazy. Say, do anything. I can dance for 7 hours. I can do anything, but prayer. I'm not ready. You are not ready for showers of blessing like that. A new spirit for prayer and supplication comes on every one of us here in the name of Jesus. Comes on every one of us here today in the name of Jesus. Quickly tonight, what are the benefits of prayer? Benefits of prayer. Number one is prayer connects you to help from heaven. Hebrews 4:16. Prayer connects you to help from heaven. Help, help. Let us therefore come unto the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help. Someone say to help. You will receive help today. I say you 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 receive help today. You receive help today. This help is obtainable on the platform of prayer. 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 The more you pray, the more help you receive. Number two, benefit of prayer is divine direction. Jeremiah 33 verse 3, call upon me and I will answer you, and I will show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not. I will show to you something. Today, God will show you something. I say, God will show you something. I say, God will show you something. I say, God will show you something. It has gotten to a level for me, when I don't pray in my scheduled prayer, I am shaking. As in, I can't do anything again. My body is shaking, as in, there's a vibration. You can't talk to me. I feel irritated when you are talking to me, because all I want to do is just to enter God's presence. I'm just saying, please, I'll talk to you later. Prayer must get to your inner blood to the extent that it's like God is waiting for you. It intoxicates you like drug. So that when you know when people that take drug, when they don't take the drug, they are shaking. Prayer should get to that level wherever you know. What's going on? I overslept today. May the Lord give you understanding. I said, may the Lord give you understanding. Number three, benefit of prayer is strength and power. Isaiah 40 verse 31. Isaiah 40 verse 31. Isaiah 40 verse 31. You must realize, ladies and gentlemen, that every one of us must be men and women of prayer to assess strength. But they that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Many faint because they are not praying. In the earlier part of that place, it says the young men shall utterly fall. They will fall because they don't have strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary. And the young men shall utterly fall. You will not fall. I say you will not fall. The reason why most fall is there's no prayer. There's no strength. There's no strength. Proverbs 24 verse 10. If thou faint in days of adversity, it's because thy strength is small. Proverbs 24 verse 10. If you faint, it's because there's no strength. Strength is from prayer. May you receive a new grace to pray today. May you receive new grace to pray today. Every spirit of hatred for prayer is destroyed in your life in Jesus' name. Some can browse for hours, but to pray for 1 hour is a problem. One day Jesus went to his disciples, he took them to pray. And before he went and came back, they were ready to say, what's happening? Can't you pray for 1 hour? It means 1 hour prayer is the minimum standard of prayer. 1 hour prayer is the minimum. That's for people that are just starting to learn how to pray. Number four, benefit of prayer is miracles, signs, and wonders. In Matthew 17, from verse 14 to 21, a guy's child was a lunatic. He would sometimes enter into fire and come out. And the disciple could not do anything. He went to the disciples. The disciples said, "Go, yeah, get out." The demon said, "We are not going anywhere." Then Jesus, because of his capacity and his strength and the grace and the anointing upon his life, within a twinkle of an eye, the demon disappeared. Then disciples went back to him. "Master, what is happening?" In Matthew 17:21, he said, "This kind." Someone said, "This kind." "This kind goeth not out except by prayer." Except by prayer and fasting. This kind of miracles that you are trusting God for can't happen except you are praying. Except you are praying. Except you are, and can I tell you, there is so much to pray about. There's so much to pray about. There is so much to pray about. I mean, without going out and come, I can give you 200 prayer points on the spot. 200 prayer points on the spot of what you should be praying about. 200. And I won't call one twice. 200 prayer. I won't even go out and come. 200 prayer points. Fresh one. There is so much things to pray about. Turn to your neighbor and say, keep praying. Turn to your neighbor and say, keep praying. Turn to another neighbor and say, keep praying. Number four, benefit of prayer. Number five is fruitfulness. Zacharias and Elizabeth were trusting God for children. And in Luke 1:13, Jesus, God heard their prayer. Luke 1:13. But the angel said, can we read this together, everybody? 1, 2, go. But the angel said unto him, fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is what? And thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call him John. That was the beginning of the birth of John the Baptist. That was how John the Baptist came. He came by a prayer. So if somebody's nickname is John the Baptist, he's not praying, because the verse is not serious. The father of John the Baptist was in prayer. God heard him. Sent dispatch angel fast. Go and tell this guy, he should relax. I've heard him. Tell him to relax. Tell him to relax more. I've heard him. His son is coming. And it's going to be a great son. And his name will be John. And he's going to baptize people. He's going to be a blessed man. Friends, your prayer will yield great result this year. I say your prayer will yield great result this year. Anna also got a child from prayer. 1 Samuel 1 verse 10. 1 Samuel 1 verse 10. Anna got fruitfulness from prayer. And she was in bitterness of soul and prayed. That was how Samuel came. She was not happy that she didn't have a child. That was her. She wasn't glad. There's nobody I've seen that is trusting God for children and is happy that the children are not coming. And she prayed. She was intense in prayer. And suddenly, as she got back home, she met her husband. And the same minute, as Samuel came. Somebody's here. Your Samuel is coming. Amen. Your Samuel is coming. Amen. Your Samuel is coming. Amen. And of course, health restoration. Health restoration is from prayer. James 5:16. James 5:16. Confess your fault one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. Confess your fault one to another and pray one for another. Somebody is sick, you are praying for the person. Pray one for another. Pray one for another. Pray one for another that you may be healed. Pray one for another. Pray one for another. You know somebody that is sick, pray one for another. Pray one for another. Pray one for another. Pray one for another. And then healing comes. In Isaiah 38 from verse 1 all through to verse 6, King Hezekiah got his healing via prayers. From verse 1. And in those days was Hezekiah sick unto death, and Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos, came unto him and said unto him, Thus saith the Lord, set thy house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. And Hezekiah turned his face towards the wall. This is a wise man. When you have problem, what do you do? Many, once they have problem, they begin to go about from one place to another. From one place to another. Oh yeah, bring sacrifice. Bring the heart of a mosquito. Or if you don't have a heart of a mosquito, bring 1 million naira. They begin to go for one place and they are ripped of money. Pastors like us that don't bother people, they say, you know, if they have anointing, they must have demanded for money by now. Since they are not demanding for money, the anointing is not there. And as the guy turned to his wall and he began to pray. And verse 3. And said, Remember now, O Lord, I beseech thee, how I have walked before thee in truth, with a perfect heart, and have done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept so. Then came the word of the Lord unto Isaiah, saying, Go and say to Hezekiah, Thus saith the Lord, the God of David thy father, I have heard thy prayer, I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will add unto thy days 15 more years. We have a platform in this church called the Prayer Banquet. Has been on, I think, till 2014 or so. Every blessed day, prayer goes on here. Every blessed day, every day, prayer goes on here. And if somebody says he needs God's blessings, he must be there. As regularly as possible. As a sign that what you said you really want, you are desperate for it. Prayer is a sign of desperation. Prayer shows that you are desperate. Prayer shows that you are desperate. Prayer shows that you are desperate. Father, I'm not living here without this thing. Father, this year, 2018, I must get it. And then you are coming. And then you are praying. And then you are coming. You are praying on your own. You are praying corporate prayer. You are praying on your own. You are praying corporate prayer. You are praying on your own. You are praying with other brethren. You are praying on your own. You are praying with other brethren. The mountain must give up. I said that mountain must give up. That mountain must be leveled. So I begin to round up tonight. What are the secrets to answered prayers? What are the secrets to answered prayers? Number one is uprightness. 1 Peter 3 verse 12. 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 12. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. If you want your prayers to be answered, run from evil. Run from evil. Run from evil. Everyone that wants his prayers answered must run from evil. Number two, secret of answered prayers is praying with the word. You search the scripture and you pray with the word. Isaiah 41 verse 21. Produce your cause, saith the Lord. Bring forth your strong reasons, saith the Lord of the King of Jacob. That is, when you are praying, why should I give you a husband? It is written, none shall lack her meat. That's what the Bible says. Why should I give you children? None shall be barren. Why should I give you prosperity? You have said it in your word, that the blessing of the Lord it maketh rich and added no sorrow. Why should I give you power? Why should I give you riches? Why should I give you blessing? Revelations 5 verse 12 says it. That what is the lamb that was slain? To give us power. To give us riches. What is the lamb that was slain? To give power, riches, wisdom, strength, honor, glory, blessing. This is the reason. Give it to me. You said it. That's how to pray. So, praying and studying the word is important. It's a new day for you here today. It's a new day for you here today. Number three, secret of answered prayers is faith. Praying in faith. Matthew 17:20. Because of your unbelief. Say, if you, I just said unto them, because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, remove thence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Every time you pray in faith. Your prayer must be in faith. Because Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6, without faith it's impossible to please God. You can't get God's attention except you are in faith. Except you are in faith. God will not answer the prayer of someone that does not believe in him. He won't. Once a person does not believe that God can do it, he won't do it. That's why Jesus will say, be it unto you according. That's why you must invest in building your faith by studying. So that when the servant of God declares something, you can believe it. It says, under 24 hours, you are being blessed. If you don't believe it, you can't get it. It says, this year, 9 months from now, you are getting blessed. If you don't believe it, you can't be blessed. It is to you according to your faith. Once you believe it, God will confirm what you have believed. Believe it. Believe it. Number four, secret of answered prayers is add a vow or sacrifice to your prayer. Acts 10:4. Add a vow to your prayers. To your prayers. Add a vow. When things are very tough, and when he looked on him, he was afraid and said, what is it, Lord? And he said unto him, thy prayers and thy arms. When things are very tough for you, when you are praying on an issue, add vow. Father, if you do this for me, I will do this. That was what Anna did in 1 Samuel. Chapter 1. Say, if you give me this male child, I will return him back to you. And God gave him that male child. Gave her that male child. And gave her additional 3 sons and 2 daughters. Making 6 children from the same woman. She really added to the population of that country. Hallelujah. That was then. Most people would not try having 6 children now. praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know, I really wished I could have. Do you not want to know how many? praise the Lord. And number five, secret of answered prayers. This is particularly, it's a pity that most women are here. They did not bring their husband here. God, we have mercy on you. And have mercy on them too. Because you have been telling them they did not answer. 1 Peter 3 verse 7, treat your spouse well, treat your wife well, treat your husband well. Because when you don't treat your spouse well, your prayers are hindered. Likewise, ye husband, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife, as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. The prayers of many husbands, they have used pots to cover it because they are not treating their wives well. Abuse, slap, not dropping what is supposed to be dropped regularly, which you have. Not that you are not, you don't have it, you have it. Or spending it on other places, spending outside, blowing it, wasting it. And then you say, God, answer me. God said, no, I can't answer you. You did not, the woman of your youth, she's not happy. There's a connection between the way your wife is happy with you and your blessing. When your wife is happy with you, there is no way you will not be blessed. The blessing of the Lord rests on men who make their spouses happy. The blessing of God rests on men that make their spouses. When you make your wife happy, you have signed in for answered prayers. When you make your husband happy, he is happy with you. Don't let your wife be unhappy with you and you go and sleep with his. Whatever she wants to do, let her do. If she wants to go back to her husband's, let her go. To her father's, let her go. Then he said, I'm going for 21 days on the mountain. As you went to the mountain, you come back like that. If you don't want your prayers to be answered, make sure your spouse is happy with you. Do what they love. Do things they like. Please them. Honor your wife. Give her what God has blessed you with. Let her be a benefactor of the magnanimity of God in your life. Let her partake of the blessings. Don't let her be seen. You know, when we're small, when little children are playing, when somebody's daddy gives one something, and the person will look at another and say, it is your eye that has seen it. We'll be singing it like a song. It is your eye that have seen it. Your mouth cannot touch it. Oju elori eni oni kan. They will not put eni oni. Don't let it be like that. Whatever God has blessed you with, let your wife enjoy it. Let your children enjoy it. Let your family, let people be glad that you were created. My prayer for everyone here today is that your prayer shall be answered. I say your prayer shall be answered. I say your prayer shall be answered. Can I hear your loudest amen? Can I hear your loudest amen?
Wow, I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org.